0 to your mobile.
Sir, and 4ZLK. Hey there, Tom.
Radio down. Well, good afternoon, Shane. I heard you on the radio upstairs. And Bernice and I were watching Gunsmoke. And I had to leave before it was over, but I already know the ending. And she forgot, so I guess I'm in good shape.
Left such a good show to come talk to me, Tom.
Well, don't get a big head. I'm headed for a cardiac rehab.
Good thing you're doing.
The height of conceit. Well, I'm glad to be able to talk to you, Shane. We've been out cleaning out the chicken pen and moving their watering thing. We got 2.5 inches of rain last night. Seemed like wherever we put the feeder, it still gets rain in it, and you have to clean it all out. It's a pain in the rear.
Pretty good showers yesterday, and then a good bit of that, you know, as the system moved through, it kind of went below us, went south of us, south and east of us, so I don't think we got as much as you did.
But then this big orange thing come up on the radar, and it just sat there. And it rained and rained, and boy, did we need it, Shane. Yeah, the ground has just been hard as a rock. And the kids are going to aerate it and seed it in the near future. And so that'll help that situation out a lot. I'm just headed down 101 passing Peggy's Diner here.
This side of Greenville, all the way over here in Easley. Headed back towards 25 Whitehorse Road. Went into town, and one of my fellow former employees, he actually still works there. Used to work with him. He said he'd buy a few of us lunch, the ones that left, if we'd show up. We're having a party tomorrow, or a get-together tomorrow for those of us who left. And he said he can't make it, but if we'd show up, he'd buy us lunch today. He didn't buy everybody's, because some of them were, there was a couple other employees, and one guy who hurt his neck over the weekend, he was on a four-wheeler, and I don't understand what happened. I don't think he does either, but it flipped, and he'll be in a neck brace for 6 weeks, so he's out of work, so he came as well.
Shane, I rode motorcycles for years, and I gotta say, my brother-in-law had one. It was a Honda 500, and everything was dirt roads out there in the farming country in Kansas, and I went out riding it down the road. And I was always, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on motorcycles when I was in my teens. And at 40 miles an hour, I'm telling you, I let off of it because it got goosey, I mean loose on that gravel road. It wasn't gravel, it was river rock, I guess you would say. But, there's tracks down it and all. But then I had a friend who had stage 4 cancer. Well, a friend of mine's brother. And he drove up a hill. We called them strip head dumps. And it flipped over backwards on him and killed him. Now, he was going to die anyway, so maybe it was merciful the way everybody looked at it. But those things are dangerous.
I haven't done a lot of that. I've been on him a few times, but he's been doing it for years, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Sometimes you do something so long, you kind of get careless. Sometimes doesn't always mean you will, but sometimes you do.
Days of the horsepower versus weight ratio is just advanced exponentially, and those things have a lot of horsepower. I think George's was just a single cylinder. We call them single lungs, 500. And, well, that sucker would get up and go. And my nephew, our nephew let the grandsons, or grandnephews riding without any helmet or safety gear on, and I was really surprised at him because when he was younger, he rode a motorcycle, a little 500 Honda, clear up to the Grand Tetons and that in the summer that he was going to college, and he always wore safety gear, but he didn't make his kids, and the older one wrote an article one time in a school paper and said it was sure nice to go home to Grandpa's farm because they could ride the four-wheelers without any helmets and without any protection on, and he got called on that one.
Where's that LK? Yeah, I bet he did. Yeah, I think sometimes, especially if you're out on the open farmland and not around, you don't, it doesn't seem quite the same. Like, I'll get in my personal truck here and go to the dump. I'm out here off Highway 11, you know, run up to the transfer station, and sometimes I won't even put my seatbelt on because I'm thinking, you know, I'm barely going over 30 miles an hour most of the time. It's not that far, but I don't know, probably shouldn't do that, but, you know, that's how we grew up.
I don't know, I was kind of anal about that, I guess you'd say. From the time I rode the Cushman Eagle on my paper route, I always wore a Bell helmet, and they were Snell approved, which is the best one you can get. And it was a half helmet, but it had some scratch marks on it later in life. But I rode dirt bikes and actually raced a little bit when I was younger. I think I still got a trophy from that in the junk somewhere here. But I went down many times in the dirt. I never did get hurt. Skinned up a little. But the danger I see in the four-wheelers is there's a dad burned heavy, Shane, and if one of them turns over on you, it's going to hurt you bad. Whereas a motorcycle, you can kind of kick it out of the way. I even jumped off of one time when I was riding with an acquaintance of mine, and that idiot almost went right in between a tanker truck and the cab. And I seen it coming when he started skidding, and I jumped. And I thought, well, this won't be too bad. There was leaves in the gutter and that. But, you know, the gutter was underneath those leaves, and it kind of smarted. But at any rate, you live and you learn. But it was not moving in a, you know, in the old days, we didn't have seat belts. You know, old 53s and 54s and 55s and such. But I wouldn't even think about moving a vehicle now without putting on a seat belt.
The three-wheelers, too, when they were out, they were very popular. But those things are pretty dangerous, too. And for years, when I first started at UPS, all we had in those package cars were lap belts. And it was difficult to get used to having a 3-point connection when they finally started putting in the lap and shoulder belt. It's all one unit, but like they are now, it was hard to get used to because that lap belt was a lot more maneuverable when you were working.
Yeah, with the advent of airbags and that, it's much safer, that's for sure. But I'm glad they require the seat belts now. There's still some people who won't wear them. I had a friend at work that I tried to get him to put a seat belt on because it was in the company truck, and I was driving, and he absolutely wouldn't. And what are you going to do? And he drove semi later on, and he never did put on a seatbelt. He was hard-headed, but a wonderful guy. I really loved him and worked with him for many years. Well, Shane, I'm pulling into the horse pistol, and I got to go ahead and ride the bike that leads to nowhere. And I guess we're going to get some more rain after a while. Oh, there's a whole flock of geese out here on the lawn. They usually are. You take care, my friend, and We'll catch you down the line in 4ZLK and 0LTR, clear.
Chatting with you this afternoon. Go in there and pedal hard, and we'll talk to you later. Get healthy. Enjoyed it. N0TR, N4ZLK.